Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Welcome, folks, to another power-packed day, power-packed Wednesday, and I'm really glad to be here today and to share the day with you and also to bring somebody on that is a colleague of mine. I've actually been on his new television show, and he'll talk about that because it's wonderful, and so I want all of you to go there. But how many of you wonder about what to do with your bodies? You look in the mirror, and you're either being a couch potato or you're actually doing everything that you can to move forward and to get slimmer and to get more fit and in shape. But whatever you do, it's not working. Well, I don't have those answers, but I have somebody here who does. And this is Zane Mitchell, who's an author, a personal trainer, a boot camp instructor. He's also a certified lifestyle weight management professional, a functional trainer specialist, and the founder and president of SJF. And he'll tell you about that too. Zane's fitness career began when he asked 5 women to be a part of an exercise program he created. And for 3 days a week, he motivated these women to achieve their fitness goals. And in just 5 years, Zane reached the lives of thousands of people looking to enhance their quality of life. He's worked with several corporations, such as Cooper University Hospital of New Jersey, Ballard Sphere Ingersoll, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Center for Women's Wellness, and his consulting work also includes speaking at the New Jersey Strength Coaches Association. And he's the author of this, What Do I Eat? The Top 50 Foods for Fitness and Overall Quality of Life. And Zane is also the editor of a weekly email newsletter with over 500 subscribers. Now, I also mentioned that he has a show, a new television show, and the name of that show is called Live Healthy Now. And what he does on this show, and I was honored to be a guest, is he interviews people who are talking to you folks and helping you get healthy and more fit. So without further ado, Zane, how are you?
Oh, Dr. White, thank you so much for the wonderful, wonderful introduction. Ooh, what's going on?
Hey, it's all you, so that's pretty impressive. You got all these certifications, and I think it's great. But let's talk, because I always like my listeners to get a story of how people began. How did you get into this field in the first place?
Well, this is a second career for me. I was actually in social work. That was my home and services and social work. That was my first career. I did that for about 5 years. I came into fitness because I was feeling really stressed out. Not that I had any health problems, but I just wasn't living healthy, so to speak. And so I basically got up one day and decided I'm going to join a gym. And I joined this gym for $20 a month. I really started lifting weight. I started lifting weights. I started working out. I started feeling great. Friends and loved ones were telling me about all the improvements I got. But the one thing I noticed more about the change in me physically was the change in me mentally. I was better able to handle stress. I thought clearly. I actually met new people, and it really helped me, and it actually showed me what I really wanted to do in my life, and that's helping people who wanted to be helped. And not just, you know, helping people losing weight, Dr. White, but also just helping people living better overall quality of lives. And that's pretty much, and I'm living proof of it. So, and that's pretty much how I got started.
You know, it's great when you're actually standing behind what you do and what you love, and it's not just preaching, but you're living it. And that's, and you're, like you said, you're in a great example of that. Now, you have all these certifications, and what is a certified lifestyle weight management professional and a functional training specialist?
Well, certified lifestyle weight management specialist, that's a person who has somewhat of a degree of training in nutritional sciences, a little bit. Again, I can actually come in and I'm actually certified to put people on certain meal plans. Now, obviously, I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a registered dietitian or anything like that. So let me say that to your listeners. But I'm also able to do certain things like life coaching. And basically anything that encompasses improving overall quality of life from a health standpoint, that's what lifestyle weight management specialist, that's what that really covers. In terms of functional training specialist, I usually get clients like that who have come to me after they've had treatment plans or gotten certain work done, a physical therapist or occupational therapist. And basically I work hand-in-hand with physical therapists and occupational therapists after their particular treatment plans, let's say someone's post-surgery or something like that, and I continue to bring that person back to optimal health. So that's pretty much what a functional training specialist is. So it's something along the lines, a combination to me of a physical therapist and an occupational therapist.
You know, I think it's so important because a lot of people right now, I mean, I know two people that actually are just came back from surgery. Sorry about that. Just came back from surgery and they're working with a physical. Sorry, folks, that my fax machine was going crazy there. It's turned off. They're working. They had to do physical therapy because that was what the doctor ordered to really get them back in terms of functional. But then there's a piece that's missing, and I think that's what you're doing. You fill in that piece when you're working with the physical therapist and the people who need it, because oftentimes I know some people have gone through physical therapy, and then it's not supposed to stop there, but they stop there once the physical therapy is stopped, and it's not to their advantage.
And you're exactly right, and that's where I pick it up. I mean, case in point, I had a client of mine who's been a client for a few years, had to take some time off because he had to get a knee replacement surgery. So he got his surgery in December of last year. He was out with me for maybe a month or two because he was going to physical therapy sessions. After his physical therapy sessions, the physical therapist really wanted him to keep the treatment plan going. So me and the physical therapist collaborated with each other. The physical therapist sent over a list and a treatment plan, and I was able to continue the therapy. And believe it or not, Dr. White, it actually sped his recovery up. And so he's been going back to the doctor for frequent, you know, checkups and to check his knee, you know, his replaced knee. And the doctor said, man, he said, you're in top of the class in terms of recovery time. And it's in large part due to my partnership with his physical therapist.
And I love that concept because, like I said, and like you said, I think it can speed, like you said, it can speed up the recovery. And so people need to be aware that once physical therapy is done, it's not the answer. I worked with somebody 2 years ago who had a knee, actually she had two knee replacement surgeries, and she was doing physical therapy, and then she stopped it, and she started to get more pain and more rigidity, and I don't know the right terminology for it, but she wasn't getting, she didn't have a Zane Mitchell.
right. Well, thank you for the endorsement. Thank you so much for the endorsement. And you're exactly right about that. In fact, the client that I was just telling you about, with the, you know, I was just referring to, he hasn't really had any real pain. And, you know, we do functional exercises. We still do a lot of the therapeutic exercises. But now one thing he's doing now, almost 9 months after the surgery, is he's doing something that we couldn't do before. He's riding the exercise bike, which he couldn't do with his bad knee. He's actually doing some, you know, weight training with his legs. We're not, you know, we do some squatting, but we do a lot of leg pressing and a lot of leg extension, things that he couldn't do before he got his knee replacement surgery. We're doing a lot of ab work now. Another thing, too, Dr. White, is when his knee had been bad for years, and what was happening was it was really starting to pull on his lower back, and his lower back was giving him a lot of problems. Now he has complained about his lower back or any kind of lower back pain in about 4 or 5 months. And I asked him the other day, I said, how's your back doing? And he looked at me with amazement and said, you know what? It's really not bothering me all that much, and it's obviously due in large part to him getting healthier, you know, him replacing his knee, him being able to stand for longer periods of time. He has taken a lot of tension off of that lower back. So The body's an amazing thing, Dr. White. It's meant to move, for starters. And secondly, it really works together in one. And if one particular part of the body is working right, it really sends shockwaves through the rest of the body.
You know, I could attest to that. And where were you like 30 years ago when I had an injury? I had an injury and I went to all sorts of doctors. And I went to a sports medicine physician, and he had me do exercises with a weight boot, which was fine to strengthen the knee, but it pulled out my back, and that's when I started to look for alternative methods of health, because I thought, wait a minute, they're just looking at one part of the body, and he's not taking into account that I'm small, and what he was recommending was causing me more problems than making me better. So in a way, it actually led me to something different, which I'm grateful for. But if you were there, I wouldn't have had to endure all that horrible pain.
and you're exactly right. But if you're optimistic about it, it's what is something else. So, I mean, I'm a firm believer things do happen for a reason, and things happen mysteriously. And when you get the end result, you say, okay, if this hadn't happened, I wouldn't have come to this. So, you had to endure a lot of pain, but you know what? You got to where you are. So.
Oh, I totally, you're right. I'm totally grateful for that experience, because you're right. It got me to a different place and more on track with what I needed to do in my life. Let's shift gears a little bit, because you have this rapid fat loss fitness boot camp program. And how do people build muscle, for one thing? Because I've been working out since I've been like 16. I don't know that I'm building muscle. And I'm lifting weights, and I'm thinking, there's got to be something. Maybe I need a Zane Mitchell, so I'm going to call you afterwards. But there's got to be something that people can do, even because I know people that regularly work out, but they're not getting that muscle building that they need, which also does help with looking good and fat loss.
Well, I do think, and again, I'm making a real blanket statement here, is you said people are working out. My question to that person, if they were to come approach me, was, okay, what exactly does your workout consist of? Take me through one of your workouts. Do you have a plan? Do you work out at home? Do you work out in the gym? Let me see exactly what you're putting in your body in terms of food. How many grams of protein are you getting? Is it the right types of food for your particular body type? What type of job do you have? I mean, believe it or not, there are a lot of factors. So that would be the initial approach that I would take. For me to sit here and speak in general terms, that's fine, but everyone's body is different. Myself, personally, I'm on the thin side. You know, I was, if you assume it 10 years ago, I'd be able to turn sideways. You wouldn't be able to see me. That's how skinny I was. So it was hard for me to build muscle, too, initially when I started working out, and I got in better shape, but I wanted to gain some weight. I wanted to gain a little muscle. You know, I was tired of being laughed at being so skinny. So I really got into looking at certain foods, looking at certain weight training plans for my particular body type, what types of proteins I was eating. So it really varies on the individual. So for me to give your listeners general advice, but something more specific, I would have to ask them.
Okay, so basically people who need more specific guidance in terms of that, they need to contact you, which...
Yeah,
how
and you're right, but in general terms, eating more proteins, being really, particularly with women, really embracing weight training, which is something, like you mentioned, that I don't know what your program consists of, but, there's certain things that you can do.
And I agree with that. I think that's important. So let's talk about something. But in terms of your new show, because I love your new television show, and I don't know that enough people are aware that it even exists, and it's called Live Healthy Now. And really, you just started when? A few months ago, right?
We started filming May 18th, to be exact.
That's right.
We started filming. We filmed quite a few episodes over the summer. The show will be aired at the end of September, so I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be aired on NBC Philadelphia nonstop, so it's going to be shown in the Philadelphia market only to start, which if your cable provider is Comcast, it's channel 248. If your cable provider is Verizon, it's channel 460. So I'm looking forward to it. This is it's funny, Dr. White. I have never done TV before except for a couple TV interviews. So this is a new experience for me. It's a learning experience. It's one that I wouldn't trade in the world. And I've made, you know, from the production side, I've made some mistakes, or as you would call them, rookie mistakes or growing pains. But it's unbelievable experience, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited about it.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in it. And you know, it's true. I mean, when I started this radio show, I had no idea of how to do a radio show. And even now, today, like with the fax machine going off, there are blurbs that happen that just, you got to go with the flow. And you have to not take it too seriously, because that's part of showbiz, right? But tell us a little bit about some of the guests that you have on the show, and a little bit about the future direction for your show, Live Healthy Now.
Sure. I'd be glad to. The show's called Live Healthy Now. I am the host, Zane Mitchell. The show is a TV talk show dedicated to health, fitness, wellness issues, with a little bit of lifestyle. The type of guests we're going to have on the show are fitness professionals, nutritionists, medical professionals, doctors, PhDs, authors, anyone that has anything to do with living a healthy lifestyle, chiropractors, cardiologists, radio show hosts, whose show I'm on the phone talking to right now, authors, celebrity trainers. I mean, again, when you talk about fitness and overall quality of life, all of those factor into it, and I love doing this, and one of the reasons I'm doing the show is because I want to reach the masses. Like in my bio, you read that, I reach thousands of people. Well, that's great, but I have such an enthusiasm for health and fitness. I want to reach millions of people. I want to touch people. I want people to improve their overall quality of life. And so that's that's where the show, that's really where we wanted the show to go. Now, the show is shown in the Philadelphia area. We plan to expand it into the New York market in a few months. We plan to expand it into the Los Angeles market. And the goal, the ultimate goal, Dr. White, is to take this thing national, have a studio audience, and really reach the masses. And that's really what the goal is. And so I feel that I was put on this earth to help people who want to be helped. And, this is my way of doing it.
And, I think it's a wonderful goal, and it's wonderful to give service back to people and to help people. And you have you certainly have a way to do it, and it works. I actually know people who've been to you and rave about the results and rave about who you are, not only in terms of how you work them, but your dynamic personality, and they enjoy your company, so that's really good. Now, I'm looking at some of the foods that you sent to me for the 20 foods for fat loss and muscle building. I'd like to go over some of them, but I had a surprise, so I just want to mention that, because you talked about flax seeds, and I was thinking that, wow, I'm putting flaxseed oil in my protein shake, and I'm doing so great, and then I read what you wrote about it, and it says stay away from flax oil. So why should people stay away from flax oil? I just learned that this when I read this. Thank you.
Hold on.
Are you there? Oh. So, folks, we are having a little bit of a problem here. Something happened with the caller. And I don't know what that was. But we're going to call him. All right, folks, we've been talking to Zane Mitchell, and we're dialing him right now. So hopefully he's back. And like I said, I don't know what happened, but where are you, Zane? We're waiting for Zane. Okay. We'll wait a little bit till he calls back, and I don't know what happened to his phone, but hopefully Zane will call back, because he's got some important information to tell us. And I'm going to go a little bit through his list. He talks about foods that you need to, firstly, these foods help build muscle, and also they're great for fat loss. And so that's really important. And here we are again. Okay, Zane, I don't know what
I'm
happened.
Back.
Good, I was dialing.
Well, first of all, with apologies to your listeners, I'm actually on the cell phone in the car, and I must have, I guess I lost reception. And I am talking hands-free, too, by the way. So, but I guess I must have lost reception. So, again, you know, like you said earlier in radio, you have to be prepared for these little hiccups, and that was a little hiccup, but I'm back.
Well, good. We're glad you're back. I started to go into a little bit, I didn't do much here, about the 20 foods for fat loss and muscle building. But before we go there, we were talking about the flaxseed oil that you say really you should stay away from it. So tell people why, because I learned so much just from reading that information, and now I'm going to change that. I'm going to do away with my flaxseed oil.
Well, when I wrote that, about 2 years ago. And it was a study done, and it's a real sciencey study. So without boring your listeners, it was saying that it not to stay away from it. So if I worded it that way, I don't know what I was thinking 2 years ago. There was a study done that it really doesn't do much. You would have to take mega doses of flaxseed oil for it to have an effect. Now, my feelings about that have evolved, or evolving a little bit currently as we speak, because it does provide certain things like, omega-3s, which are very essential. So the scientific reason behind it was that you would have to take mega doses. The average person would have to take mega doses of it for the body to be able to break down and it have some nutritional value. So I wrote that 2 years ago, and maybe I should go back and revise it a little bit. So my feelings are evolving. It's still a good supplement to use. So
you recommend flax seeds to grind up the flax seeds, which provide what you're talking about, the protein and omega-3 and the fiber, which you say flax oil doesn't have. So I never thought of grinding up flax seeds, but that's – now how do people grind them up? Do they have to get a special grinder, or could they put it in the blender, or what?
I have customers that basically that swear by it daily, and they grind theirs. I mean, they put theirs in the blender, and that should work. And a nice high power blender, that should work.
Okay, I'm going to get back to you on that, because I'm going to try that as soon as I go to the store and get flax seeds instead of flax. Because I ran out of flax oil, I said, okay, I got to get new one. And then I read this, and I thought, no, we're going to follow Zane's advice. I think that's important. So let's talk a little bit about the 20 foods. We probably don't have all that much time, but go over some of the most important ones that not only help with reducing your fat, but also build muscle.
Well, again, the 20 foods that you're talking about has actually grown to 50 foods. Over the last 2 years. In fact, Dr. White, frankly, there's probably 100 of them. My book titled Top 50 Foods, What Do I Eat? Top 50 Foods for Fitness and Overall Quality of Life, led me to do this research. So that list of 20 foods, really, that's a blog that I used to write for a couple years ago, and which I know you're referring to, but I have since revised that list to a more simple list. Now, that's 50. Now, obviously, that's 50 foods, so it's more foods than the 20, but if there's some food that I'm going to read to you, that may not be on that particular list that you're referring to. So,
that's okay. But you know what? I just want to interject a minute. I think it's better that there are more, because people have more choices, and so they won't feel so limited or so deprived. So I think it's great that you've increased the number.
Well, yeah. I mean, frankly, there's probably, when I did my research, Dr. White, when I did more extensive research other than those 20 foods you saw there, frankly, it was hundreds of foods. And the great thing about it is, and I want to stress the point to your listeners, the reason I did this list was not because of weight. You know, it was not just because of weight loss and building muscle and, you know, burning fat and all those things are great. But I, I, when I did this research, the amazing thing was the indications of certain foods being mood stabilizers, certain foods really clearing, being good in terms of clearing skin complexion. I mean, there was so many different indications of these foods I researched. It went beyond just eating it, just, you know, to lose weight and, you know, all of those things. So let me point that out to you, to your listeners, is the fact that these foods are great for, you know, weight loss and building muscle and burning fat, granted, but look at it from an overall lifestyle standpoint. So that's what I wanted to point out to you listeners.
Okay, great. And I think that's important, too, because when I talk to people
Absolutely.
About weight loss and whatever, I talk of the same concept. It's really about a whole lifestyle concept in terms of self and in terms of trend change rather than I'm going to go on this diet or focus. So I love that concept. Okay, let's get to it.
Sure. Let's do it.
All right, so give us some idea of some of the main foods that you recommend for fat loss, muscle building, and for total well-being and wellness and lifestyle enhancement.
Well, if anybody is a seafood person, I would suggest salmon. Salmon obviously is loaded with protein, very, very low, if no carbs, and it really lifts the mood. It actually improves the mood. It's been known to alleviate mild depression and improve memory. So salmon is one that's very good. Another food that you can eat, too, is spinach. Very, very high in folic acid, and studies have shown it's been helped to alleviate depression and reduce fatigue. And, again, going back to my point, these foods, building muscle, you know, burning fat, all great, but these foods are also great for giving you energy and improving mood and helping you sleep better and so on and so forth. Another good food you should eat is turkey. Turkey has a substance in it called, tryptophan, oh my goodness, which is a mood-regulating substance that contains a level of protein that helps the mind relax. Here's another one, too, dark chocolate. Dark chocolate contains, you know, a lot of cocoa, obviously, that naturally delivers the brain a natural boost. Walnuts, regulates blood sugar, things of that sort. So those are just a few of the many foods that if you don't already have it incorporated into your regular eating habits, then you really should.
You know, I love that because when I read, too, about dark chocolate and also found out it was this great antioxidant, I said, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I love dark chocolate. And I found out something else when I was doing some research. You probably know this, but I'm just going to interject a little bit, that blueberries not only are antioxidants, you have that they prevent cancer, heart and eye disease, but they actually help stimulate mental acuity and mental alertness.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's great.
And in fact, blueberries is one of my 50 foods, and that was one. And it's funny you say that because when I was researching blueberries, I'm sitting there with many different studies in front of me, and a lot of them are very sciencey. And that was the one thing that I did notice right offhand about blueberries. Absolutely phenomenal.
Now, some of these are fruits that you only get in a seasonal time, like blueberries and cantaloupe and whatever. Just to give what I do, and this is what I love, is I actually freeze them. I don't know if it. I'm hoping that it still preserves everything in it, but so I can have blueberries in the dead of winter when it's snowing or really cold, and just take it out of the freezer and put it in a protein shake or whatever, and just love it. Does it take away from the nutrients that are in it? Do you know?
No, not that I know of, Dr. White, frankly. I mean, I do the same thing myself. I'm a big fan of strawberries. So I have a lot of strawberries, and the same thing with you. I'll take some frozen strawberries out, throw it in a blender, maybe cut a banana, put that in a blender, maybe some walnuts, and, you know, I make myself a very nice smoothie, protein smoothie. So I don't really, in terms of freezing it, I don't really think it takes away, not that I know of anyway.
Well, good, because both of us love it, and I'm not going to stop.
Now, I don't blame you.
What would you tell people who want to get started, okay, and I see this a lot, and I'm sure you do too. They want to lose weight. They want to build their muscle. They want to get more motivated. They're feeling sluggish, but they can't seem to get to a Zane Mitchell. What's some of the ideas that you have in terms of motivating these people, and how do you motivate people who come to you and, yeah, I want to do it, but I don't want to do this routine, or da, 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 da. What do you do? How do you get them to move forward in their lifestyle shift?
Well, believe it or not, Dr. White, I mean, I had my training business here, in the state of New Jersey, and I get quite a few emails from people that are outside of my quote unquote serving area. So what I've done is I set up a nice blog on my website that gives certain fitness information, certain fitness tips. I also have on my website, it's called The Thinner Circle, which is an online training program. And if you subscribe for a low monthly fee of $5.99, and you purchase the membership, basically what that does is it allows you to have access to some of my videos, some of my speaking engagements, workout videos. But the great thing about it, too, is that it's a questionnaire that you yourself can fill out. Several assessment forms that you can fill out with your fitness goals, your weight loss goals, and I create a program for you that I email back to you with illustrations and videos on how to do those particular workouts and exercise. So
that's
a great thing too. So yeah, it's called I named it. It's called the Thinner Circle Online Training. It is on my website, ihatevain.com, and for $5.99 a month, you can actually get your own 30-day fitness program, and it's a membership. So every month there's always updates, videos, articles I've written, and it's really, really a cool thing. I've really just jump-started it in the last 2 months, and it's come to me with pretty good success so far. In terms of people who initially come to me, how I motivate them, I tell them one thing very simple. I said the very fact that you contacted me and you step in that door to see me in person tells me that you're motivated to get started. So I put the onus on the individual because it's really hard to, people always talk about, I want to get in shape and I need to do this. But how often from the time that they say it to the time that they actually start to take action to do something about it? So the very fact that they've taken that first step and they either contacted me through the email or come see me in person tells me that they're already motivated to get started. The second thing I do is I treat people as individuals. I take the time to get to know them because in terms of motivation, what may work for some people may not work for other people. I have a client of mine who's turned out to be a really good friend for the last 6 years. He likes it when I yell at him. come on, go. He's one of those guys. And I'm not a drill. I have a fitness boot camp. I'm not a drill sergeant. I've never been in the military before. But he likes it when I yell and scream at him. But yet I may have someone else who may not like it so much. They respond better to positive reinforcement. They like it when I tell them a joke in the middle of an exercise because that laughter to me makes them heart, makes a merry heart, but it also helps them relax from the stress of doing the exercise. So I treat everyone individual, and it's individual ways of motivating people. And as long as you treat people as individuals, I mean, I have someone who, like I said, responds better to the positive reinforcement. Oh, you did a great job in that workout last week. I really loved it. Man, you dropped another pound. Good job. Keep it up. It's different ways of motivating people. And if you love what you do, you have a passion for what you do, you will find a way to motivate people as individuals. So that's how I approach it.
And you know what, Zane, I so agree with that because I have to motivate people, too, in terms of moving forward in their personal lives, their career goals, their health goals, whatever. And you're right, everybody's different and everybody responds to a different motivator. Tell us again, because I don't know that all our listeners got everything about where they need to go, your website, and where they need to go to get all that online information, because I think that it's a tremendous support system for people who, particularly now, we're so technologically oriented that if they can get what they need and get you online, because if they're not in, again, like you mentioned, they're not in your locale, that's a great service that you're providing. So
yes,
how do they
sure.
get a hold of you?
Oh, very, very easy. My website is ihatevain.com. I hate And my name is spelled with a Y. It's Zayne. So it's IHateZane.com. And I knew you were going to laugh at that because anybody I say that to for the first time, they always laugh at it. It's not a nickname that I gave myself. Actually, a couple of years ago, a client gave me that nickname. They said, you know, I really hate you right now, but I love coming to you because I'm loving my results and, you know, I'm feeling a lot better. So it's actually a term of endearment. It's I hate you, but I love my results. So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of where I've gotten it. It's just kind of stuck there. So, you know, your listeners can go on IHateZane.com. You go there, you'll see my, you know, information on my personal training, information on my fitness boot camps. You can also see certain publications that I've produced, and you'll also see a tab on my website called The Thinner Circle, which is the online training program that, you know, that I was referring to earlier.
You know, I think that's great. I hate Zane, because first I was thinking, Zane, how could you do that? You're... But I'm glad you told the story because I was going to have a lot of questions for you about that. And so it's great because you're right. People, they love what you're doing. They love the results that they're getting. But the fact that you're there, and I'm using this in a different, you know, kind of snapping the whip, even though you don't do that. But the fact that you're there, helping them set goals to lose weight and build muscle, whatever. It's not always the most pleasant thing, but you're there and they're getting the results. So it's kind of a love-hate relationship. But it's really, like you said, it's really a term of endearment and I think the person, here's a recommendation. The person that gave that information to you, I hate saying,
yeah.
I think she or he should write something on your website. Or at least you
yeah.
should tell this. Or you tell this story because people are saying, "Wait a minute, Zane, do you really not like yourself? Are you lacking confidence? Blah blah blah." Tell us about your. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, and you're right. And in fact, that client is still a client of mine. So first, I should ask her for a testimonial and to give her account and put her in quotes and literally put that right on my website so everyone knows why I hate Zane. So and the origins of that of the website. So good idea.
Thanks. So tell us about SJF. What is that? You got started a while ago. Why did you start it? What's going on with it? And what's there? I've never actually been to
SJF is South Jersey Fitness. That's the name of my business, Zane Mitchell, South Jersey Fitness. We provide personal training. We provide rapid fat loss fitness boot camp class. I provide other services like functional training services for people, you know, post-rehab like we talked about earlier. Obviously, the online training program, you know, called The Thinner Circle. My TV show, Live Healthy Now. I plan on in the next 6 to 8 months to branch off into radio again because I did have a radio show a couple of years ago. So it's South Jersey Fitness. Obviously, I'm located in South Jersey, and that's basically the name of my business and encompasses all things health and fitness.
Now, do you have a studio? Do you have what's in there? Is it equipment? Do you have other people? Are you the only fitness trainer? What?
I have a part-time and it works for me. It's a personal training studio. It's private. I have two locker rooms, two private showers. I have a nice private backyard. You can work out in private and look good in public. So it's not it's not a big box gym. I'm pretty private. You know, really, you know, I run it like a boutique, and the customers really appreciate that. Not that any of them have anxiety about working out in front of other people, but they like the fact that they can come, you know, they can come somewhere, and it's, you know, they don't have to wait to get on a machine and anything like that. That works for some people, working out in private. So, and that's it.
You know what? I think that's a great tagline. Work out in private, look good in public. Is that on your website? We're going to get you to...
No, I just made that up
I
as
love
I was
it.
Talking to you.
Well, write that down because I just wrote that down, and I think that's a great tagline because you're right. There are lots of people who don't want to go to the gym, and I know that. There are lots of places like yours opening up, but yours is unique in many ways, and they don't want... They don't want to have everybody see them. They want to do it private and personally. They want to get the results, and this is a great way for them to do that. And then when they leave, there they are public, but they look good because of Zane Mitchell.
Exactly, you're exactly right, and you're right, and a lot of my customers, particularly my one-on-one training customers, that's the one thing that they absolutely love. They love the fact that it's only one conversation going on, and that's me and the client. And you know, I have a lot of fun. I Dr. White, if you hadn't been able to tell, I absolutely love what I do. I mean, I can't, before I became a trainer, I thought about different career paths to take, and all of them are very, very good. And something led me to this, and I have no regrets. I absolutely love what I do. I eat, breathe this 24/7. Sometimes I have to shut my brain off at nighttime. And it's not, from a business standpoint or anything like that. It's just I love talking and thinking about this stuff. So, to pat myself on the back, I'm pretty sincere about my approach, and I want people to enjoy living healthy and being physically fit as I enjoy it.
Well, it comes through loud and clear, Zane, that you are passionate about what you do and you live what you do, and it is all-encompassing. I know I feel that way about the work that I do, too. And so here's a question for you. Is there any particular food in the evening or whatever that can quiet the brain so because you and I are highly creative and we're just always coming up with ideas or whatever, but what can you recommend to our listeners so that when their brains are going a mile a minute there, they could be quiet without taking any kind of medication?
For me, what works for me, and I think it's a simple approach, I think it can work for people in general, I have a nice cup of hot green tea with some honey. That's pretty much it.
And in the evening?
In the evening, yeah, that relaxes me. Because when I get home, when I come home from work in the evening, I'm tired, I'm sweaty, I had a long day, and but my brain is still wired. I can't shut it down. And, sometimes with my dinner, if I'm really wired and I'm having trouble settling in, I make that cup of green tea, throw some honey in there, and it's soothing. It just relaxes me, and it just, it just focuses me, and it just slowly but surely shuts my brain down to where I can actually relax and go to bed and have a good night's sleep.
I think that's a great
tea with honey, Doc.
I think that's a great suggestion. Now, we only have a couple more minutes. What would you tell our listeners who want to get started but are a little bit leery and don't know how to take the first step to contact you or to create a better, healthier lifestyle for themselves? What would you tell them?
Well, I take any and all inquiries. If you want to, my thing is start doing some online research. Or better yet, if the very fact that you know you want to get in better shape or live a healthier lifestyle, but you're literally lucky to call a fitness professional like myself, my thing is, it's like anything else. Sit down by yourself, think it through. Take a walk outside on a nice day. Okay, look at the natural beauty. Try to get yourself in a mindset that takes you away from the stress, whatever stresses you have, be it a job, be it family, whatever the case is, and really seriously think about how you want to change your overall quality of life. Like I mentioned earlier, losing weight and all that stuff is great and wanting to do that, but you have to embed this, fitness, nutrition, and things like this. You have to embed this in your regular everyday life. That's the only way this thing works for you. So you can look at it from a weight loss standpoint, but frankly, I never tell clients to do that because if you look at it from that standpoint, your mind's totally not going to be on it. You have to look at it as something you have to do every day for the rest of your life, and it's a part of your life like taking a shower or, tying your shoes in the morning. So that's what I would tell that person. That's what I would tell that person. And then you can contact me.
Okay. And I think that's really great advice, Zane, because what happens is that it's not – if people are just doing something like going to you or going to the gym or eating healthy for one day and then they're binging, whatever, it's not about that – like you say, it's not about that total lifestyle. And when you make that lifestyle shift – I know I did very early on in terms of the kinds of food that I'm eating – it's easy. You don't feel deprived. It's not. You just feel that it's natural and healthy, and it's part of, like you said, it's part of your everyday life. How do people get a hold of your book, Zane?
Oh, sure. There's two ways of getting a hold of my book. You can get it in digital e-book format by logging onto my website again, ihatezane.com, or if you want a written hard copy, you can go on Amazon.com. Search Zane Mitchell, and the book should come right up there. So if you want a hard copy, go to Amazon.com. If you want a digital ebook copy, go to my website, ihatezane.com. That simple.
Well, I think it's great. And Zane, I want to thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your energy. You have such great energy, and it's been a pleasure interviewing
you.
And I'm going to send some people to you because I think that you can help them.
Yeah, exactly. And you and I were talking off air, and I think that would be great. That would be great. And by the way, Doc, I mean, it was great having you on a television show, but I was telling my producer the other day, we have to have you back on a TV show as well.
I would love it. I had a lot of fun, and you made it easy, so that's great, too, because that's something people need to know. Oftentimes, you can be on a show, and it really depends on the host or the interviewer to make you feel relaxed and feel comfortable, and you're incredible with that. You're a natural.
Oh. Well, thank you. You know, I really, really appreciate that. And like I said, you know, this TV project is great, and I look forward to big things with it. I'm really looking forward to expanding it. It's something that really burns inside of me. But I also like taking the constructive criticism as well, you know, and I try to ask, you know, people individually, particularly my production staff, if it's, you know, if I'm bad here, if I did something wrong, don't hesitate to let me know. So it feels good coming from you that, you know, with your kind words. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure, Zane, and I believe that you're going to get to exactly where you need to be. You have the drive, the energy, the enthusiasm, and the know-how. So best of luck to you in your future endeavors. I'm waiting till you contact me again to be on the show. But we'll be in touch because, like I said, I have people that you can help. And thanks so much for taking your time out of your incredibly busy day to share your day with us and with our listeners.
Oh, Dr. White, it was my pleasure, absolutely. You know, good luck to you and all of your listeners.
Thanks so much. Have a blessed day, Zane.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, next week we're going to be talking to Michael Luckman, who's talking about overpowering fear, defeating the number one challenge in sales and life. And guess what? Fear is something that can interfere with so much, not only in business or in sales, but relationships and moving forward and even in changing your lifestyle. So tune in next week. This is Dr. Joanne White, and if you want to get a hold of me, go to joanne@docwhite.org or go to my website, docwhite.org, and I'm really excited about the new book release of Joy, and you can get that on my website. And with that comes videos and a relaxation meditation that will take you on a wonderful inner journey. So until next time and next week, I'm signing off, Dr. Joanne White, and it is my infinite pleasure to be blessed by you folks and to share the wisdom and the wealth of information from other people and to help you on your journey in any way that we can and wherever you are in your life, in your lifestyle. So have a blessed day, and until next week, thank you.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.